The Indiana Reporter, 1903, February 25th, 1903. A call to all our people. Ellen G. White. The time has come when the Lord would have all the powers of His people brought into exercise to relieve the situation of our schools. We shall call upon the people to help to the utmost of their ability just now. We shall call upon them to do a work which will be pleasing to God in purchasing the book. We shall ask that every available means be used to help to circulate this book. The schools must be helped. Let all lift harmoniously and help as much as they possibly can. Great blessings will come to those who will take hold of this matter just now. Let no discouragement be offered by our ministers, as though it were not a proper thing to do. They should take hold of this work. If they do it aright, cheerfully, hopefully, they will find it a very great blessing. The Lord does not force any man to work, but to those who will place themselves decidedly on His side, He will give a willing mind. Have faith in God. He gave me the idea of giving Christ's object lessons for the relief of the schools. He is testing His people and institutions in this thing, to see if they will work together and be of one mind in self-denial and self-sacrifice. Carry forward this work without flinching in the name of the Lord. Let God's plan be vindicated. Let His proposition be fully carried out and heartily endorsed as the means of uniting the members of the churches in self-sacrificing effort. Thus they will be sanctified, soul, body, and spirit, as vessels unto honor, to whom God can impart His Holy Spirit. By this means they will accomplish the work God designs to have done. Stir up every family, every church, to do the very utmost of their power, everyone consecrating himself to God, putting the leaven of evil out of his heart, out of the home, and out of the church. Let every family make the most of this, the Lord's opportunity. Let all work together. Let children act a part. Let every member of the family do something. Educate, educate. This is an opportunity which God's people cannot afford to lose. God calls. Do your best at this time to render to Him your offering, to carry out His specified will, and thus make this an occasion for witnessing for Him and His truth. In a world of darkness, let your light shine forth. Let canvassers do their best in canvassing for the book, Christ's Object Lessons. Their work will serve a double purpose. They will place in the homes of the people a book containing most precious light, seed sown to bring truth to souls ready to perish. In receiving this seed into their hearts, they will save their souls through belief of the truth. At the same time, means will be gathered for the relief of the schools. Twofold good will thus be accomplished in this work. Let it be done heartily as unto the Lord. There is to be a decided work done to accomplish God's plan. Make every stroke tell for the Master in the work of canvassing for Christ's object lessons. God desires His people to be vitalized for work as they have never been before, for their good and for the upbuilding of His cause. Ministering angels will be round about the workers. Let our institutions make every effort to free themselves from debt. Let every family arouse. Let the ministers of our churches and the presidents of our conferences awaken. Then He will tell you what to do next. You will need to have patience with the tardy ones, who do not feel the necessity of doing anything promptly, thoroughly, earnestly. They have so much to say, so much unbelief to express, and so much criticizing, that they lose the peace and joy and happiness in the purposes of God before they can decide to move. We must become men and women of God's opportunity. I am so glad that so much harmonious action has been shown in striving to carry out this purpose of God and to make the most of His providences. The plan was presented to me by the Lord as one that would be an all-round blessing. It was a plan by which leaders and people would be enabled to act a part and receive a blessing. Scene after scene was presented to me in which ministers were being aroused to act their part. Church members became interested, and whole families took part in the work. Angels of God united with the workers, opening doors for the canvassers to enter and tell the people of the work they were trying to do in selling object lessons. I saw that the book found ready sale. It was bought by thousands not of our faith, and some, after seeing the value of the matter it contained, bought several copies for distribution among their friends. The workers gave their time, receiving nothing so far as money is concerned, but receiving a reward of infinitely greater value.
Individual action brought a consciousness of well-doing. Those who engaged in the work improved in health of body and health of mind. They gained an experience that made their hearts glad in the Lord. They had no time to speak needless words. Their one thought was, "The book must be sold, for the debt must be lifted from the schools." It seemed as if in every place prayer could be heard, and faith in the work constantly increased. A happy enthusiasm filled the hearts of the workers. I was made very happy by the result of the plan, and those who engaged in selling the book were happy. They helped one another to make the work a success. I saw that in selling object lessons, our people were learning how to handle larger books. They were being prepared to enter the canvassing field. The earnestness with which they took hold of the work showed that they appreciated the opportunity of learning how to canvass. Prejudice was removed. In becoming acquainted with the people, the workers gained a valuable experience. And as they were thus sinking fresh shafts, their example helped the church to see that all around them there was work to do. There were those in the church who needed the experience to be gained in telling others of the truth. And as they went forth to this work, their talents were greatly increased. The Savior went before them, and the blessing of the Lord became His people's strength. The pulpit became a place of power. I saw that the sale of object lessons opened the way for the establishment of missions. In the church, there was a revival of the missionary spirit. An earnest desire to learn how to work for the Lord was shown. Small companies gathered for prayer and Bible study. All moved forward with harmonious action. Believers went to places where the people have no opportunity to hear the Word of God and gathered the children for Sabbath school. Efforts were made to help isolated families. Plans were laid for these families to meet with other families for Bible study. Thus the way was opened for light to shine forth from the Word of God. Many of the servants of Christ, although constantly reminded, seem to forget that they are stewards of their Lord's goods. I have been shown that many of them have become rusty from inaction. The Lord, in His providence, has now given them something to do, and has thus opened the way for them to help others to become acquainted with the special truths for this time. He has given them a work to do that will bring a great and grand result. In getting out of the easy chair of self-satisfaction and going forth to give the light of truth to their fellow men, they will learn an excellent lesson. By selling object lessons, they are doing a twofold work, helping to lift the debt from our schools, and at the same time, giving the precious light of truth to those who need it. I hope that no one who can engage in this work will excuse himself, and so lose the blessing that there is in it. This work is the means that the Lord has ordained for uniting the hearts of His people to one another by the same link that unites them to Himself. We are laborers together with God. These words seem so appropriate to the work now being done. There are many, many souls that the Lord Jesus desires to save, and he asks for our cooperation in this work. These souls cost him an infinite price. Let the question come home to us. Are we willing to be workers together with God? Are we willing to go to those outside the faith and plant in their hearts the seeds of truth? The work now being done with object lessons is a good beginning of the work the Lord desires to see carried forward by His people, because it calls for sacrifices and gifts, and because it enables all to act a part. It is a work in which old and young can engage. The Lord's plan has provided a way for all to do something. The more you do of this work, the less weary and the less perplexed you will be. As you go forth to sell the book the Lord has declared should be sold, you will realize that to you is spoken the benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. The work of selling object lessons is to accomplish double and triple good in different lines. Those who purchase the book feel that they are doing something to advance a worthy cause. The work is done with an earnestness that appeals to their hearts. It is a lesson to them, and although they are not of our faith, they appreciate the effort that is being made. They are impressed with the earnestness of the workers. They realize that what they are doing is commended by the Lord, who blesses every good work. Light shines into their hearts. To many, the conviction of the Spirit will come through the seed sown by this unselfish work for the Master. The saving of precious souls will be the result of the work done in canvassing for object lessons. The Lord comes very near the workers, and angels go before them. My brethren and sisters, never forget in whose company you are. See by faith an angelic host around you. Believe that the Lord Jesus is by your side, that His glory enfolds you, that He is pouring upon you the refreshing showers of His grace. Speak and act to the glory of God. Say, in thought, word, and deed, I will be a blessing to those I meet. I will let light shine forth. Enter into conversation with the people. Become familiar with their experience, and, from the book you are selling, read passages that will help them. Take with you into their homes the sunshine of heaven. Outside of the truth, there is little enough of this sunshine now in the world. As you seek to become acquainted with those who have no knowledge of the truth, as you strive to speak words in season, remember that you are God's helping hand, and that He will teach you to speak words which will cause light to shine into darkened minds. Doors will open for the work of soul saving. Many who enter Christ's service at the 11th hour will labor with great earnestness for Him. They will appreciate the wonderful truths of the Word of God and will bring these truths into the daily life. Let the workers remember that their spirit and their actions have a great influence on the minds of those they meet. Let them feel their dependence on God. It is only when we place ourselves in His hands to be worked by His Spirit that He can use us in breaking the power of the enemy over souls. Let them remember, too, that to those with whom they become acquainted in this work, they are to speak of the love of the Savior, who, though He was rich, yet for our sake became poor, that we might be rich. September 2, 1903. Our Duty to the School at Berrien Springs. Ellen G. White. The following communication from Sister White relative to the work at Berrien Springs is so clear and full that you can all easily see the mind of the Lord concerning our responsibilities with reference to our district school. And now, will we all respond to the earnest appeal and finish the object lesson work before the holiday season expires?
It can easily be done if there is a general response to this earnest call which is sent us. May the Lord enable all to do what is herein recommended. W. M. Covert. My brethren and sisters, why is so little being done to sell Christ's object lessons? Have you become weary in well-doing? Let this work advance, for there is great need that it be carried steadily forward. The school at Berrien Springs needs the money that the sale of these books will bring. This school is making advancement as fast as possible, but it is in need of funds with which to erect buildings. The Lord is pleased with the way in which the school has been conducted, and with the education that is being given to the students gathered there. Will you not remember that in doing your best to bring in means for the advancement of this school, you are cooperating with Him? There is much that needs to be done before the winter sets in. Buildings must be erected, and other lines of work carried forward. Brother Magan and Brother Sutherland have worked with heart and soul to bring this school to its present stage of advancement, and the blessing of the Lord has attended their labors in a marked manner. I wish to say that my confidence in these men has not at all lessened. The Lord is not unmindful of the self-sacrifice and their labors of love. I have feared that they were in danger from trying to do more than they could do. I saw that they were in danger from overtaxing their strength in the effort to advance the work and to economize in the use of means. The lives of these men are precious in the sight of the Lord. He does not want them to overwork and thus sacrifice their strength, for in the end, this would mean great loss. My brethren and sisters, I ask you in the name of the Lord to do all that you can to advance the work of the Berrien Springs School. I hope and pray that you will not become weary in well-doing. In carrying forward the work of selling Christ's object lessons, you will receive a most precious blessing. As you show this book to your friends and neighbors, telling them of the instruction that it contains and why you are trying to sell it, you will gain an experience that will enable you to do more successful work for the Master. As you take up this pleasing work, for such it will prove to all who take it up with faith and prayer, the peace of Christ will come into your hearts. The thought that you are doing a good work will fill you with joy and courage.
At one time, the suggestion was made to me that it might be best, when the Relief of the Schools campaign was finished, to make Christ's Object Lessons a regular subscription book. It was said that this book would have as ready a sale as any that could be produced. As I heard this suggestion, the thought came to me, here is an opportunity for me to get out of debt. Is not this the right thing for me to do? I said that it might be right for me to do as the letter had suggested. Then I sent a prayer. Lord, teach me to speak right words. Quickly the answer came. In an instant, the light given at the first regarding object lessons flashed into my mind, and the instruction then given was repeated. I seemed to hear the words, God signified that this book should be given to our schools, to be to them a continual blessing. Would you exchange His plan for human devising? This book is to be treated as a sacred offering made to God, and if His plan regarding it is unselfishly carried out, the result will be wholly satisfactory. I immediately said that I would not make any change in the handling of object lessons unless God gave me plain instruction that this should be done. As I said this, I felt the blessing of God resting upon me. My brethren and sisters, as you go out to sell this book, the Lord Jesus and His holy angels will open the way before you. Success has attended the effort to sell the book in the past because God's people have worked in cooperation with heavenly agencies, and success will attend the effort in the future if our people will still carry forward the work. All will receive grace for grace as they give what they can in time and influence to the circulation of Christ's object lessons. I leave these words with you, praying that the blessing of God may rest on the self-sacrificing workers at Berrien Springs and upon all who continue in the work of canvassing for object lessons. Time is short, and there is much to be done. Let all who can, old and young, men, women, and children, take up this work. As they go forth, the Lord will open the way before them. The words that they speak will be as seeds sown in good ground. Many souls will be saved as a result of their willing service. And at last, when we join the royal family in the courts above, the Lord will open before us the good that has been accomplished by Christ's object lessons. Mrs. E. G. White, September 16, 1903. Canvassing, a Part of the Lord's Work. Ellen G. White. The canvassing work, properly carried on, is missionary work of the highest order, and is as good and as successful a work as can be done in placing before the people the important truths for this time. The importance of the work of the ministry is unmistakable. But there are many who, though hungry for the bread of life, have not the privilege of hearing the truth from the lips of God's delegated preachers. For this reason, it is essential that the publications containing these important matters be placed before the people, that the truth given us of God may go where the living preacher cannot go. In this way, the attention of many will be called to the important events that are to occur in the closing scenes of this world's history. God has ordained the canvassing work as a means of presenting before the people the light contained in these books, and canvassers should have impressed upon them the fact that the work of bringing before the world as fast as possible the books which are necessary for their spiritual education and enlightenment is the very work the Lord would have them do at this time. We cannot too highly estimate this work. For were it not for the work of the canvasser, many would never hear the truth. It is true that some who buy the books will lay them on the shelf or place them on the parlor table and seldom look at them. Still, God has a care for His truth, and the time will come when these books will be sought for and read. Sickness or misfortune enters the home, and through the truth contained in these books, God sends peace and hope and rest. His love will be revealed to their souls, and they will understand the preciousness of the forgiveness of their sins. Thus the Lord cooperates with the self-denying human workers. There are others who, because of prejudice, will never know the truth unless it is brought to their doors and left in their homes. The canvasser may find these souls and minister to them according to his God-given ability. He can do a line of work of house-to-house labor more successfully than any others. He can become acquainted with the people. He can pray with them and can understand their necessities. The lost sheep of God's fold are scattered in every place, and work that should be done for them is neglected. From the light given me, I know that where there is one canvasser in the field, there should be 100. Canvassers should be encouraged to take hold of this work, not to canvass for storybooks, but to bring before the world the books containing truth so essential for this time. The canvassing work is an important field of labor and will do much towards carrying the gospel to all the dark corners of the earth. The intelligent, God-fearing, truth-loving canvasser should be respected, for he occupies a position equal to that of the gospel minister. To those who are engaged in this work, I would say, as you visit the people,
Tell them you are a gospel evangelist and that you love the Lord. The Lord desires that the light He has given on the Scriptures shall shine forth in clear, bright rays, and it is the work of our canvassers to put forth a strong, united effort that God's desire may be accomplished. A great and important work is before us. The enemy of souls realizes this and is using every means within his power to lead the canvasser to take up some other line of work. This order of things should be changed. God calls the canvassers back to their work. He calls for volunteers for the canvassing work, those who will put all their energies and enlightenment into the work, helping wherever there is an opportunity. The Master calls for every one to do the work given him according to his several ability. Who will respond to the call? Who will go forth to work in wisdom and grace and the love of Christ for those nigh and those afar off? Who will sacrifice ease and pleasure to enter places of error, superstition, and darkness, working earnestly and perseveringly, speaking the truth in simplicity, praying in faith, doing house-to-house labor? Who at this time will go forth without the camp, imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit, bearing reproach for Christ's sake, opening the Scriptures to men and women, and calling them to repentance? To our canvassers, to all to whom God has given talents that they might cooperate with Him, I would say, pray. Oh, pray for a deeper experience. Go forth with your hearts softened and subdued by a study of the precious truths which God has given us for this time. Drink freely of the water of salvation, that it may be in your hearts as a living spring, flowing forth to refresh souls ready to perish. God will then give wisdom to enable you to impart aright. He will make you channels of communicating His blessings. He will help you to reveal His attributes by imparting to others the wisdom and understanding which He has imparted to you. May the Lord open your minds to comprehend this subject in its length and breadth, and may you realize your duty to represent the character of Christ by your patient courage and steadfast integrity. If you will take with you into the canvassing field principles of righteousness, you will be respected, and many will believe the truth that you advocate, because your daily life will be as a bright light which gives light to all that are in the house. Even your enemies, as much as they may war against your doctrines, will respect you, and your simple words will have a power that will carry conviction to hearts. Mrs. E. G. White.